Star 99.1, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero with the early morning crew. Kevin and Miss Josie, 8:46 and 32 in the Valley. Got random facts of the day coming up. Speaking of Taylor Swift, real quick before we get to the minute of motivation.
Yeah.
I was reading yesterday, you know, Beyonce just announced that big tour she's doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that ticket stuff going down with Ticketmaster, you know, with Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
I think Ticketmaster finally figured out how to make this work for the big Beyonce tour that she's doing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You know what they're going
to
do?
No.
They're just going to drop tickets on the field. First come, first serve.
Man, those hearings were wild. Like, every single one of those people up there had a Taylor Swift lyric they wanted to work into the conversation.
Oh, anyway, it is time this morning for your Friday morning, a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
Okay, so I don't know if you could see this coming from this morning, but when we were doing the No Name Game at 6:45, where we guessed a song, you and I listened for a minute when we were picking a song from 1975.
Yeah.
We listened to The Cat's in the Cradle.
Yeah.
And I'd never really listened to the words before. Yeah. I hadn't. If you'd have asked me what that song was about, I don't know what I would have said. It was like The Cat's in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. I was like, I don't know. It's one of those 70s songs. That's the vibe I got. But I went back and I read the lyrics because you told me how that song affects you. So I'll tell y'all a few of the lyrics. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, "Thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw?" I said, "Not today. I got a lot to do," he said. "That's okay."
Yeah.
And he walked away. And it went on through this, and it was always the kid asking his dad to do something, and then his dad was asking the kid to do something later in life. And it was just, they didn't have time for each other.
Yeah.
Don't get misty on me. Stop it.
It just reminds me of, I can't talk about it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. But I understand. My heart broke when I was listening to those words. About putting off the time with your loved ones, you know, dads, moms, grandparents, kids, friends, when they're driving you crazy this weekend or when you think you don't have time for them, try to make a few minutes. Love that they are there to drive you crazy or do whatever it is they're doing, because what an ache for it there will be when it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have my grandparents or my dad anymore, and my kids are getting bigger every day. Never underestimate what a minute of your time means to them and what it will mean to you. So I hope that this weekend, today, any day, we can just cherish those moments. And it doesn't take much time at all to call or stop by, because golly, the time that we've lost, you just can't get back.
You can't. And it reminds me, this conversation came up last night, and it broke my heart because, you know, we get so busy in our everyday lives. And my son, we were talking about jobs last night at dinner. And I said, you know, you're going to go apply for this job. He says, "Dad, I don't want to work 12-hour shifts." He says, "I see that what it does to you." And he says, "We don't have a lot of time, and I want to have more time." Well, he didn't mean anything derogatory that. He was just saying that he knows that I provide well for the family, and I do put in a lot of hours, because that's just the way I was taught growing up. You know, you work hard, you know, and try to provide for your family and do the things you do. But then I started thinking about it last night when I got to bed. I said, you know what? I got to slow down. I just got to slow down. I'm getting older. He's getting older. I've got to slow down, and we got to go back and do some things.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're right. You can't get back that time. And now for us to have that conversation last night just broke my heart.
I can feel that. I was looking at Harrison was sitting next to me on the couch the other day, and I'd noted his shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, they were just getting broader and bigger, and I was thinking, he's just not going to be a kid forever. And it's not just for kids, though, and it's not just
no,
for
it's
parents.
Not. It's not.
For, it's for anybody
who
is important in your life.
Yes.
That is the whole of life.
Yes.
That's what it's about. And we make time for so many things. Let's make time for the people that we love.
Very well said.
Do a little bit of that this weekend.
Very
okay,
well said.
Okay, we will. We'll feel good about it.
And that has been a minute of motivation with Miss Josie. Don't forget, we do it every weekday around 8:45. Tell your friends, tell your family about it. And don't forget, you can always get our minute of motivation on demand anytime. Just download our app. That's WHR Star 99.1. You'll see the little area on the left. You'll see our podcast, and you'll be able to listen to it on demand. You can also check it out at mystar99.1.com. Star.